Does a government watchdog have ulterior motives for denouncing the Madison Diocese? The Catholic Diocese is criticized for handing out flyers encouraging people to vote yes in November for the constitutional amendment banning gay marriage. Bishop Robert Morlino says he would be remiss if he did not show his opposition to gay marriage, and he questions the motives of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign for asking the State Elections Board to take enforcement action against the Madison Diocese for failing to register its activities.
They themselves came out with a strong recommendation to vote no. They say they're nonpartisan. So I have to wonder whether or not their desire to defeat this marriage amendment has maybe overtaken their desire to be fair about what the bishop can say inside his own churches.
Wisconsin law requires groups that spend more than $25 to support or oppose a state referendum to register with the board. Morlino says he does not have a problem with that law. In fact, he would gladly register with the state elections board if he was distributing information in a way that would require him to do so. But he's not.
I cannot allow the state to become involved with how I teach my parishioners in my churches, because that curtails our free exercise of religion, and that's a principle that's far more valuable in the long run than any other.
The Wisconsin Catholic Conference has registered with the state for electioneering, but Morlino does not think it would be a good idea for his diocese to register just to avoid this hassle.
Well, I wouldn't want to set that precedent, because that means that I somehow have to get involved with the state when I teach the basics of my faith inside my own churches. And I don't want to give that much. I'd rather fight something out in the Supreme Court than give that much, because our freedom of religion has been eroded terribly.
Morlino says he's all for protecting authentic human rights for everyone, apart from redefining marriage. He says people have a right to marry, but they don't have a right to redefine marriage. He says allowing other arrangements simulating marriage would protect the use of the word marriage and not protect the institution of marriage. Morlino says the elections board has not yet contacted him. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.